Well, it's funny because I have a. We now have.
But before you go on, let me finish my little bit.
Sorry. I got excited there.
Which was that I thought that things were, you know, going to turn sour and that we might be in the. And here's this clip here, which is the Department of Homeland Security and Phoenix. This was about when Occupy was in Phoenix. And I think that this happened everywhere because Occupy has kind of fallen off the face of the earth. And maybe what's described in that book that we're talking about, where the street beatings were taking place. It may be upon us, so we're just not noticing it in the positions we're in.
Yes. Matt Rothschild's also the author of You Have No Rights, Stories of America in an Age of Repression. Matt, welcome to Democracy Now! Just lay out what you have found.
Hey, Amy, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, these documents from the Center for Media and Democracy and DBA Press show that law enforcement and Homeland Security have equated protesters, left-wing protesters, as terrorists. They've diverted enormous amounts of resources from counterterrorism efforts to spying on these local protesters. And then they've collaborated with the private sector, some of the very institutions, banks, that these protesters were aiming at. And as you read in that statement from the Phoenix Police Department, the effort was to mitigate these protests. I mean, why is law enforcement, why is Homeland Security in the business of mitigating protests?
Well, because we got to shut them up. That's why.
Let's shut these people up. I mean, hey, banker, what else do you want us to do for you? We'll grow crack heads if you want.
But I mean, just look at who's running it.
If you wake up with the blues, trying to fill your day with news, there's one thing you must remember, no agenda in the morning.
For a healthy, balanced news diet, try noagendashow.com.